Occupiers of the disputed land at Ehumato have been shut out of talks with the government about finding a resolution, saying they haven't had any direct contact with ministers in over a month. The Māori King announced last month that Mana Whenua had reached a consensus that they want the land returned and urged the government to negotiate with the land's owner, Fletcher Building. But 86 days after the occupation at the South Auckland site gained national attention, Mana Whenua say they've been left in the dark and are no closer to finding a resolution. Te Anawa Hurahanga Nui reports.
It's been 3 months since those defending land at Ehumatau from a planned housing development were served with an eviction notice. In that time, there have been hour-long standoffs between occupiers and officers on the front line, a hikoi to the Prime Minister's electorate office, and protests inside Auckland Council offices. Then, a month ago, Mana Whenua announced they were now united in their position that they want the land returned, but Kiani Matata Sepu, a member of protest group Soul, says they haven't heard from the government since.
We haven't had any direct contact from anyone within the government or from any higher level representatives of Fletcher's. One of the things I do know or have heard is that the government have listened to the King's advice and have begun having conversations with Fletcher, but we're really not sure where those conversations are at, and I'm a little bit disappointed that they're not happening fast enough.
Kiani Matata Sepu says the delay isn't good enough and suspects it has something to do with the government treading carefully before the next election.
Just ridiculous, really. I mean, this is a significant situation here in Aotearoa. I mean, I don't know whether this is a stalling tactic. I don't know whether they're still trying to figure out which way is the best way to go in the polls. Let's be real here. I think what the government needs to be looking at is doing the right thing, not doing the thing that's going to win them the most or the least amount of vote.
Finance Minister Grant Robertson met with Fletcher Building last month to discuss possible options, but won't say what was said or give a time frame of when a decision might be made. In a statement to RNZ, he says the government is focused on supporting a resolution that respects all the parties involved and is mindful of open heritage claims, the importance of not reopening treaty settlements and commercial interests in the site. Neither Māori Development Minister Nanaia Mahuta nor Tāmaki Makaurau MP Pēni Henare would comment. The Minister for Māori Crown Relations, Calvin Davis, is keeping tight-lipped too.
Yeah, that's not an issue that I'm responsible for. You'd have to ask probably PMO.
PMO, Prime Minister's Office, who referred us back to Grant Robertson. Fletcher Building also declined to speak, saying there was no update. The only person who does want to talk about Ehumatau is National Leader Simon Bridges.
I think we've got the worst of a bad situation. We're 80 days in and nothing is happening. And I think that's because the Prime Minister, having stuck her oar in, now isn't sure what to do. Because if you're on the one side of this and you're Fletcher's, you're not building any houses and you're seeing the value of your land go down. If you're on the other side, you are no closer to seeing a resolution of those land issues. It just simply drags on.
And while it is dragging on, Mana Whenua remain optimistic about the prospect of having the land, once stolen from their ancestors by the Crown, returned eventually. And in the meantime, they're pledging to occupy Ehumatau for as long as it takes. Mo te hōtaka o te ahi pō, ko te aniwa, hurihanga nui, aho.